ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36, or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
This shiur is on Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Daled. We're learning the sugya of Yehurg Val Yabram. We're holding 3-4 lines on the bottom of Amud Aleph, where Rabbi Yechanan makes a statement that Loishonu Ela Shaloi B'Shas Gezeres HaMalchus Avol B'Shas Gezeres HaMalchus, or as the Rambam calls it, a Shas Hashmad, then Afilu Mitzvah Kali Yehurg Val Yabram, that you have to be Maseh Nefesh for every mitzvah in the Torah during a Shas Gezeres HaMalchus. And as the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud onto the top of Amud Beis explains, my mitzvah kala amma arava bar avisak amma rabba filu l'shnui arkas at the Masani Mifrat, it's a matter of changing the shoelaces, the color of the shoelaces, that also is a Yehurg Val Yabar if it's a Shas Gezeres HaMalchus. There are a number of inyanim that Rishenim discuss. I want to go through 4 inyanim pertaining to this halacha of Shas Gezeres HaMalchus. The first is that there is a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Tes that L'cheira is a contradiction to our Gemara because it tells over there a story. There was a Gzeira from the Malchus not to keep the mitzvahs. And there was a Yid named Elisha who was wearing his tefillin outside, and he saw an officer coming towards him. And the Gemara says first he tried to run away, but the officer was catching up. So then he took the tefillin off of his head. The end of the story is that the officer caught him and said, "What's that in your hands?" And he said, "It's a bird." And he opened his hands and Hashem made a nes that there was a bird there. But the part of the story that the Rishayim are concerned with, Klapei our Gemara, is why did he take it off of his head? It was the Shas Gezeres HaMalchus. He should be Maaseh Nefesh. He should keep the tefillin on and let the Goyim kill him for wearing the tefillin. And based on this, the Rishayim is the Ran over there in Shabbos, as well as other Rishayim, and the Nukhi Yosef brings it down over here in our Sugya, the Rishayim by Yosef Klau, that which we learned in our Sugya, that Shas Gezeres HaMalchus, Afilu Mitzvah Kali Yehurg Val Yavar, that's only if they're coming to make you violate a mitzvah leisase. But if they're coming to be mevatel from you a mitzvah ase, then you don't have to be meiser nefesh. If they're coming to say, be mechal Shabbos, cut the grass on Shabbos like the Gemara on Amud Beis, so then you have to be meiser nefesh, not to cut the grass on Shabbos, if it's a shas gezeres malchus. But if they come to tell you not to wear tefillin, then you're not allowed to take off the tefillin. And the hezber, the rishonim, are all meiser. The hezber, however, is, because you're only meiser nefesh if you'll gain something, if the mitzvahs will gain something from your mesiras nefesh. But when it comes to a mitzvah asay, the goyim could be mevatel you anyway. If the goyim don't want you to wear tefillin, so even if you say, b'shum oifen, I'm not taking off the tefillin, you could kill me, I don't care. But they could take it off of you against your will. If the goyim are more powerful, they could take off the tefillin whether you let them or not. So therefore, there's no need to be mesiras nefesh for that. It's only by a mitzvah leisa aseh, where if you say, I won't do malacha on Shabbos, and even if you kill me, I won't do malacha, then you taka won't do the malacha. There's no way the goyim could force you to do the malacha. They could kill you, but they can't make you do the malacha. So at least there'll be a revach in for the mitzvahs. Shabbos will be saved, so you're meiser nefesh. But tefillin won't be saved, because they'll take the tefillin off of you anyway, so you're not meiser nefesh, so as not to take off the tefillin. The klal is not meiser nefesh, not to be mevatel a mitzvah asay, and this is taka brought down by the Ramban Shulchan Aruch and some Kufnun Zayin in Yerideya, that which we say that b'shas k'zeres malchus afilu mitzvah kali yehurg val yaver is only not to be over on a leis asa, but you're allowed to be over if it's a matter of being mevatel an asay. Now let's be meisef that this klal that the Rishonim say in Shabbos Daf Mem Tes, the Ramban here in Melchama says that's the taich of the klal of karka olam in our Gemara. When the Gemara says, why wasn't Esther meiser nefesh, I Esther, but for hesya havoi, amar abaye Esther karka olam, the Ramban learns that what it means karka olam is that they could have done it to her anyway. Achashverosh could have been boil her even if she would have wanted to be meiser nefesh, and that's why there's no inyan to be meiser nefesh. It's a new pshat in Karka Olam. It's not the pshat that since the Aveira is B'Shevi Al-Tasa, the Aveira is less chomer. And you only have to be Moisei Nefesh for a more chomer Aveira, not for a less chomer Aveira. Shevi Al-Tasa is less chomer. And it's not the pshat that Shevi Al-Tasa is a way of not taking a position B'Makom Safek. The pshat is that the whole inyan to be Moisei Nefesh is only if by saying I won't do it, you taka have the shlita not to do it. But if the goyim could make you do it, whether you want to or not, you don't have the shlita over yourself. So then there's no inyan to be Moisei Nefesh. And since the isha b'gilirayis is karka oila, meaning she's at the mercy of the man, he could make her do it even if she doesn't want to. So therefore she's considered karka oila. And that's why she didn't have to be Moisei Nefesh. So the Ramban is saying that which the Gemara in Amud Beis tells us that there's a klal of karka oilam. The Gemara doesn't say it like gabe the chumra of shas hashmad shas gezeres malchus. The Gemara says it on the chumra for hesya. At that which we learn that before hesya after Moisei Nefesh even for mitzvah kala. Like the Gemara karka oilam is different. What the Ramban is being mechadesh is that for our halacha that b'shas gezeres malchus after Moisei Nefesh, for that also there's a heter that karka oilam is different. Now let's discuss the other svara that the Gemara Amud Beis says helps le'inyin the din of Farhesia, and see whether that one helps le'inyin the din of Gzeres Malchus. The Gemara Amud Beis asked Esther Farhesia Havai, Abaye answered Karka Olam Shani, and Rava answered Hanoas Atzman Shani. So we discovered that the Rishonim in Maseches Shabbos say that the svara of Karka Olam, that helps Taka for Gzeres Malchus as well. What about the svara of Hanoas Atzman? If there's a Shas Gezeres Malchus, and the Goyim want us to do an Aveira, but they're doing it Lahanoas, they want Lahanoas Atzman, is there a Chiv to be Moisei Nefesh under such circumstances? The Ramban in Ksubis Daf Gimel brings up this issue, Lagabe, the Gemara over there, where it talks about the din in the Mishnah that Basul Nisis Leim Ervi. And it talks about a time that there was a Gezeres HaMalchus, that called Hanises Bervi'i, Tiboel Leheg Main Tchila. And then the Gemara says that there shouldn't have been a Sakana for that, because l'duish l'huda ain es shari. So b'kitzur, the Gemara is making a statement that if the hegmain is being teveya, that he wants to be boil the basula, the kala, the eishas ish, then the eishas ish should allow him l'duish l'huda ain es shari. We should teach them that it's mutter. So the many Rishonim tell you over there, Sakasha, what do you mean that it's mutter? Ayetz gili arayis. So Rishonim give terutzim, overlaps with the Taisus over here in our sugya. But then the Ramban comes along with a follow-up kasha, and he says, Niach, that there's no Chiyah Mesiris Nefesh over there, als Gilei Arayis, but let there be a Chiyah Mesiris Nefesh, als Gzeres Malchus, because after all, this Tibar Lehegman Chila, this was a Gzeres Malchus. And the Ramban answers that since the Hegman only wanted Lehanoas Atzmai, so that's not considered, that doesn't go into the din of B'Shas Gzeres Malchus, Yehargh Bal Yavar. So the Ramban is saying that just like the heter of Karka Olam applies both for Hesia and also for Shatz Gzeres Malchus, so too the heter of Hanoas Atzmai applies both for Hanoas Atz for Hesia and also for Gzeres Malchus. However, in the Chedushi HaRan over here in our Sugya, the Chedushi HaRan makes a diuk from the Rambam, from the Seder Hadvarim in the Rambam. The Rambam in Halacha Beis brings down the din that Lahanoas Atzman Mutter. And then Halacha Gimel, he brings up the Halacha of Shas Hashmad, that everything that we said until now is only if it's Shlei B'Shas Hashmad. But B'Shas Hashmad, it's Aser. Zuck the Ran, it's Meduyik in the Rambam, that B'Shas Hashmad, you have to be Meister Nefesh, even when the guy wants it, Lahanoas Atzmai. So it appears, L'Chayri, to be Machlaikis, between the Ramban and the Rambam. If you take a look in the Sefer Gadol, Shalas Teshuvas Gadol from the Minsker Gadol, Simon Aleph is a very, very long kuntras, over 50 pages long, on the Inyanim in the Sugya of Yehargh Bal Yavar. And on page 30 of that kuntras, he brings down this machlekes, that according to the Ramban, there is a heter of Hanoas Atzmai B'Shas Gzeres Malchus. According to the Rambam, there is no heter of Hanoas Atzmai B'Shas Gzeres Malchus. And then he brings down, he's medayek from the She'iltis and from the Bahag and from some other Yishenim also, that they hold like the Rambam, that there is not a heter of Hanoas Atzmai B'Shas Gzeres Malchus. And then he says, and then L'Chayr, all of these Rishonim are going to be Shver, the Ramban's Taina from the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis says, V'lidush l'hu da'inei shari, that it should be Mutter, I was a Shas Gzeres Malchus, why would it be Mutter? So the Minsk Gadol makes some very surprising suggestions. He says that maybe it's only considered a Gezeres Malchus if the Gezer is Al Kol Yisrael, and over there, since the Gezer was only in a Geya to the Besulis of Yisrael, that's not considered a Gezer Al Kol Yisrael. And then he goes even further and he suggests that maybe it's only considered a Gezeres Malchus if it's on the entire world. He's Medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam brings down, the Rambam, when he describes what's called the Shas Hashmat, he says, a Melech Kamoy Nebuchadnezzar. So the Minsk Gadol makes a dig. What does it mean, Kamoy Nebuchadnezzar? Like the Gemara in Megillah says that Nebuchadnezzar is one of those Malachim that were Moylech Bekipa, they ruled over the entire world. So maybe the Rambam means to say that it's only considered a Gezeres Malchus if it's a king who's Moylech Bekipa. But these, of course, are tremendous chedushim, and it's not brought down in Paiskim, in Shulchan Aruch, in Kufnun Zayin, in Yerideya. It does bring down the halacha that Pshas Gezeres Malchus, you have to be Moisir Nefesh, even for Mitzvah Kala. And these types of extreme limitations on this halacha are not brought down in any Paiskim. But the Pashtus is that the Raya from the Gemara and Ktubis, the Taina from the Gemara and Ktubis, is not a Raya, because, again, they're bringing a Raya from the fact that the Gemara said, Lidrish Luhu Do'inis Shari, that it should be Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Ayis is Shas Gezeres Malchus. It must be Hanos Atzmon is Matir B'Shas Gezeres Malchus. But L'Chaira, you don't have to answer Alts Hanos Atzmon. You can answer Alts Karka Olam. We just said before that Karka Olam is a Heter for Shas Gezeres Malchus. So the Rambam, the Bahag, the Sheoldis will tell you that the reason why they didn't have to be Mois Nefesh Alts Shas Gezeres Malchus is because it was Karka Olam. Now, we're not learning now the Sugi and Ksubis, but if anything, Ferkert, the Shaila is, why did the Ramban think that there was a Raya from there that Hanos Atzmon is a Matir? What about the Matir of Karka Olam? So very bekitzer, it could be that that has to do with the Ramban that we were just talking about a moment ago, that the Ramban has a Mechudesh Tikka Pshat in Karka Olam. And it doesn't mean the fact that the Aveir is done B'Shevi Al Taseh, but it means the fact that the Aveir is unavoidable, they can make you do it whether you want to or not. So over there, we were talking about a Kala going and getting married B'Yom Harvi. If the Kala would not get married B'Yom Harvi, then the Goyim wouldn't be able to get her to be Bayil Har. So it could be that that makes that the Ramban held for that reason that it doesn't go into the Klal of Karka Olam, although it's not Pashut in the Gemara over there. And the Rambam maybe, but Al Kapanim, if you learn like other Rishayim, let's say if the Rambam learned like other Peshadim in Karka Olam, it just means that her Maisa is a Shevi Al Tase, so that would be the Heter on the Tain of Hanas Atzmon also. On the Tain rather of Gzeres Malchus also. Al Kapanim. The Ramban's Shita is that Hanas Asman is a Heter on Gezeres Malchus. The Rambam's Shita is that Hanas Asman is not a Heter on Gezeres Malchus. If you take a look in the Shach and Sifkat and Zion, the Shach brings down that the Bach writes that this halacha of Shatz Gezeres Malchus, you have to be Moisei Nefesh even for Mitzvah Kala, is even if the Goyim are doing it Hanas Asman, which is like the Shita of the Rambam, and the Shach disagrees. Neither the Rambam or the Ramban are mentioned over there in the Shach and in the Bach. But the Maisa, the Shach brings down that the Bach is Machmir and says that there's no Heter of Hanas Atzmon, and the Shach is Medayik from other Rishenim, and he argues and he says there is a Heter of Hanas Atzmon on the din of Shas Gezeres Malchus. So, Bekitzur, the Shach is saying like the Ramban, and the Bach is saying like the Rambam. Now, there is L'Chaira a third Shita. The Rishonim and Ksubas Daf Gimel, starting with the Ramban, they bring down that the Rav of Beis Din, that's the Baal HaEshkol, who was the father-in-law of the Ravid, they bring down that he did not accept that Hanas Atzmon is a matir for Shas Gezeres Malchus, which is l'chere, like we said, over the Shita of the Rambam. And the Ramban disagrees with him. But then the Ramban says, but maybe the Rav of Beis Din would be moideh, that although there isn't a heter of Hanas Atzmon to be matir in Aveira when it's a Shas Gezeres Malchus, but maybe Hanas Atzmon goes into deciding when to call it a Shas Gezeres Malchus. And if the whole Gezerah was made l'Hanas Atzmon for Hanodic purposes and not l'Havir Aldos, not for religious purposes, then it wouldn't be considered a Shas Gezeres Malchus. Which would make this Shita not so far from the Shita of the Ramban. They're both saying that Lahanas Atzmoy, it's Mutter. But whereas the Ramban is saying that even though there's a din of it's considered a Shas Hashmad, but Hanas Atzmon is a Matir on that Shas Hashmad, he's saying, Bidas the Rav of Beis Din, that when the Gezer was made Lahanas Atzmon, it's not called a Shas Hashmad to begin with. The Nafkamina L'Chair would be, whose Hana are we interested in? Does it mean the individual officer who's enforcing the law? According to the Ramban, it's totally on what his intention is. If he's coming to if he's just coming to make you do the Avera, lahanna asatzmai, it will be mutter. If he's doing it lahaver aldas, it'll be aser. Whereas according to the Rav Avbeistin, the way the Rashba says is the Pshat, and the Rav, the Ramban suggested, and the Rashba Taka brings this down, Lamaisa, is the sheet of the Rav Avbeistin, that it's totally on what was the purpose of the law, so then it doesn't have to do with the individual hegemon who's enforcing the law. But the Meishel, whoever's the legislators that put the law into effect, if their kavana was lahana, then that would not be considered a shas gezeres malchus. Lamaisa, the Minsk Gadol, at the end of his shtickle, he's bothered that while the Rambam, we said the Chiddush Rambam was medayik from the Seder Rambam, the Rambam holds that there is no heter of hanas asman on a shas gezeres malchus, but he's bothered that in the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it sounds like the Rambam holds that there is such a heter. And the Minsk Gadol says that maybe the pshat is that the Rambam Taka means like the Rashba says, Bedas the Rav Avbeistin, that while there isn't a heter of Hana Asasman to be matir once there's a chalois shas gezeres malchus, but if the whole gezeru was only made Hana Asasman, it wouldn't be called a shas gezeres malchus in the first place. Our Gadol says that maybe that's the shita of the Rambam, in which case it would come out that really the whole machlekes over here would be only a very small machlekes. The third inyan I want to discuss, lagabi the halacha of shas gezeres malchus, is a short discussion. Then Mukhayesef asks a kasha on the Gemara on Mabez. When the Gemara asks, V'ha'esther farhesya habayi, why does the Gemara only ask Alts farhesya? Why doesn't the Gemara ask, V'ha'esther shas gezeres malchus habayi? After all, she was responding to the king's law. Achashverosh made a law of Yikbis was called Nara Basula. And so why, so she should have had to be Marisa Nefesh, also the fact that it's a shas gezeres malchus. Then Mukhayesef answers with a gavaldig yisoid. Since that law was passed, I'll call Am Va'am, Mehoiduva Ad Kush, it wasn't specifically against Kal Yisrael, that's not called a Shas Gezeres Malchus. This is brought down by the Ramban Shulchan Aruch. This is a very significant limitation on the halacha of Yehar Gval Yavar. That which we're learning about Shas Gezeres Malchus, Afilu Mitzvakal Yehar Gval Yavar, that's only if the law targets Kal Yisrael deliberately. But if the law, even though it's a law that interferes with the Torah, and it's a law that forces Yidden to violate the Torah, but if it's a law that treats Kal Yisrael and all the other nations equally, then that doesn't go into the halacha of Yehar Gval Yavar. And let's start one more discussion on the inyan of Shas Gezeres Malchus. We all know the sugya in Shabbos of Chaf Alfa Mubeiz, the Chanukah sugya. We learn in the Braisa, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Nicha Al Pesach Beis Mibuchotz. And then at the end of the Braisa it says, Uveshas HaSakana Manicha Al Shukhana V'dayay. So the Braisa says that when it's a Sakana to put the Ner Chanukah where we're supposed to put it, we're allowed to move it and put it somewhere else. The kasha is, but if the goyim make a law against keeping the Torah, so then we have to be meisei nefesh for the Torah. B'shas gezeres malchus afilu mitzvah kali yehar gval yavar. So why doesn't the Braisa say that if the goyim say you can't put it outside, we're going to say no, we have to put it outside and we'll be meisei nefesh for it yehar gval yavar. So the emphasis is, before we answer this kasha, there's a machlekes rishonim, what's pshat and what's the taich in the words of the Gemara b'shas hasakana? What's far hasakana is the Gemara talking about? The lashon of Rashi is ha'yil parsim chik b'yem edom. There was a law that whenever it was a holiday for the Persians, no one was allowed to have a fire anywhere outside of the base of Avodah Zarah. The Ran learns not like Rashi. The Ran says that when the Braisa refers to shas hasakana, it means gazru shmad al hamitzvays. That it was. The Bedafka targeting it was a law against Ner Chanukah. So L'Chaira, it would appear that Rashi was coming to answer Akasha. The reason why Rashi didn't want to learn what's maybe the more Pashup Shan in the Gemara, Shas Sakana meaning a Shemad Ala Mitzvah, Rashi didn't want to learn that it was a Shemad Ala Mitzvah, because then he would be bothered, like we said before, if there's a Shas Gzeres Malchus and a Fila Arkas of the Masani, Fila Mitzvah Kali Yehar Gval Yavar, why are we going putting it on the table? We should leave it outside and let them kill us. So therefore Rashi said, this was not a Shemad Ala Mitzvah, this was Stam law that they had. And Mamela, it's not considered a Shas Gezeres Malchus. Why? Either, like we just said a moment ago from the Nemuka Yosef, that the Nemuka Yosef says that it's only called a Shas Gezeres Malchus if it was specifically against Kla Yisrael. If this was a Chayik Leparsim, B'yayim Edom, so this is not targeting Kla Yisrael in particular, therefore it's not a Shas Gezeres Malchus. Or else it could be like the Ramban that we said in the previous shtick, or the Ramban in Ksubis, that any time that the goyim are doing it lahanas atzmon, it's not considered shas gezeres malchus. And over here also, they were doing it because it helped their celebration. It had nothing to do with them not wanting us to keep our mitzvahs, but it helped their celebration if the fires are only in their base of Aydazara. So for that reason, maybe it's not considered a Shas Gzeres Malchus. I'll call upon him. That which Rashi learns, not like the Ran, and Rashi learns that it wasn't a Shemad Ala Mitzvahs, that could be Bepashas, because he held that had it been a Shemad Ala Mitzvahs, there would have been a Chi of Yehereg Val Yavra, and we wouldn't have said Menichei El Shulchan Avedayeg. But I have the Ran. The Ran Taka learns that it was a Shemad Ala Mitzvahs. L'chevi, then it's a Shas Gzeres Malchus, and there should be a Chi of Yehereg Val Yavra, a Chi of Mesiris Nefesh. Why then were they allowed to move it? So if you take a look in the Bach, in Simon Tuf Resh Ayin Aleph, in Hilchas Chanukah, the Bach asks this kasha, and he answered with a yesoid in our sugya, a yesoid, a limitation on the halacha of Shas Gzeres Malchus, Afilu Mitzvikali Yehereg Val Yavar, and the Bach says that you only have to be Yehereg Val Yavar, you only have to be Meiser Nefesh, if it's a matter of being Mabatel LeMitzvah in Gansen. But if it's only a matter of not being able to do it one way, but you could do it a different way, then there's no Chiv Yehereg Val Yavar. So Chazal made a different way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, B'Shas HaSakana. By making a different way, they were avoiding the need to be Meisei Nefesh. Had there not been a different way to be Mekayim it, and it was a matter of either do the mitzvah, or either save your life, or be Mevatel the mitzvah altogether, so then we would have had to be Meisei Nefesh. But since there's a way that we could be Mekayim the mitzvah without giving up our lives, so there's no chiyuv to be Meisei Nefesh. Now the emes is that the Bach, he presents it the opposite way around from the way that we first asked him. We said that l'chayru, when you look at the Gemara, you're bothered that there should be a chiv yehareg val yavar. Why were Chazal willing to change it? And we said that therefore Rashi learned that it's not a shas gzeres malchus, and according to the Ran, changing it is not really considered a violation of the halach of shas gzeres malchus. But the way the Bach looked at it was farkert. What he saw in the Gemara was that they were being meiser nefesh, because they said to put it on your table, but putting it on the table is still dangerous. Like Tosfos is Ma'ir, the Parsim would come into your house and find it on your table also. It was still dangerous. If there wasn't a Chiv Mesiris Nefesh, then they would have said, don't do the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah altogether. So the way the Bach presents it is that, according to Rashi, that there's no Chiv Mesiris Nefesh at all. It's not a Shas HaShmad, so then it's Shver. Why do they have to put it on their table? Why couldn't they just not light altogether? But according to the Ran, that it was a Shas HaShmad, then I understand why they had to be Meiser Nefesh, and L'maisa, they were able to stay alive by finding a different way to do the mitzvah, which was to put it on the table. L'maisa, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is Ma'ir, that any of the Mefarshim that talk about the Shaila of Shas Gzeres HaMalchus klape the Chanukah story, which again, it's not Mefurish in Rashi and the Ran, Mefurish really in the Bach, and the Bach is, and we were suggesting before that Rashi might have been coming to Bavarn this also, and the Bach is assuming that way in the Ran. Rabbi Kiveger is Ma'irer, that anybody that would be Messiachis to this question is assuming not like the Rishonim that we said at the beginning in Mesechus Shabbos, that said that there's no Chi of Mesiris Nefesh for Shas Gzeres Malchus on a Mitzvah Saseh. Because Ner Chanukah is Seif Kol Seif only a Mitzvah Saseh. If the Goyim want to come put out the fire and be Mevatel from us in Ner Chanukah, Avada, they could do it. So there's a Heter of Karka Ilam over here. So Rabbi Kiveger says, according to what the Nukah Yosef said, the Ran in Masechet Shabbos, brought down in the Ramon, Shulchan Aruch, that whenever it's a Mitzvah Saseh and the Goyim could just stop us from doing it, there is no Din of Shas Gzeres Malchus, then the whole issue is not Shaykh to the Chanukah Sugya. Memela from the Bach and anyone else, he mentions the Pnei Yeshua also, that talk about the Shaila of Shas Gzeres Malchus vis-a-vis the Chanukah Sugya are l'chayre not like the Ram, the Mukha Yosef, and the Ramah that we mentioned at the beginning. So just to wrap up a kitzer, we went through four discussions relating to the halacha of the Shas Gzeres Malchus afilu mitzvah kala yehareg val yavar. The first is whether there's a halacha of Shas Gzeres Malchus on a mitzvah saseh. The second is whether the halacha of Shas Gzeres Malchus has a heter fanas atzmai. The third is the halacha of Shas Gzeres Malchus when it applies, when the Gzer applies to all of the Umites. And the fourth was a discussion relating the Shas Gzeres Malchus to the Ner Chanukah Sugya. Let's take a look now at the Gemara on Amud Beis. Amar Rava Hanas Atzman Shani. Rava says that Hanas Atzman is a matir on the Chiv Mesiris Nefesh for Befer Hesya. We discussed a few moments ago Machlekes Rishonim about whether it's also a matir on the Chiv Mesiris Nefesh for a Shas Gzeres Malchus. But what about Is it a matir for the chiva siris nefesh for the shalish chamuris? This is a yisaidis tikka machikis rishen balamar in the Ramban. Whether the shalish chamuris of a deserg yilayis shvichas damim have a heter of hanas atzman. The balamar shita is that hanas atzman is a matir on everything. And so even of a deserg yilayis shvichas damim, if the avera is being demanded lahanas the ma'anes, then there's no chiyuv mesiras nefesh. And his raya is very straightforward. He says, look at the two cases in the Gemara where the halacha of hanas atzman is said. One case is the case of Esther, and the other is the case of the kraki v'dimoniki. Esther, he says, is a case of gilei raya. Kraki v'dimoniki is a case of avodah zarah. Clearly then, this heter of hanas atzman was said even for the shalish chamuris. He then acknowledges that even though we say the shalish chamuris, he can't really say all three out of the three, because legabi shvichas damim, he's moideh, that since the aseid of the chiv is the svar of my chazas, the damim, the dachsu mukhtvei, dumadamadahu garasu mukhtvei, on that it's not mistabe that there should be a chiluk, a heter of hanas atzman. So over there he's moideh, then hanas atzman is not a matir. He also acknowledges that legabi avodah zarah, it'll almost never be negair, because by definition, avodah zarah is always lahavir al das. It's very hard to find a case, although the Ramban challenges him on this, but the Baal HaMor says it's very hard to find a case of avodah zarah, which is lahanas atzman, so it's not so negay over there also. The ikr yeshita lahalacha that the Baal HaMor is coming to me with chadish is legabe gili arayis. That by gili arayis, look, the Baal HaMor, there's a heter of hanas atzman, which means that when is the rechiv mesiris nefesh for gili arayis? If a guy comes over to a person, to a Jewish man, and says, go have bia with that isha, so then he's doing it lahavir al das, then you have to be maaser nefesh. But if the isha herself comes over and demands, I'll kill you if you don't have bia with me, and then the reason why she's doing it is lahanas atzma, so then zok the Baal HaMor, that would taka be mutter. The Ramban has an arichas being masik on this chiddush of the Baal HaMor. He begins bringing the Gemara on Kedushin Daf Mem, where there are maises with Rav Kahana and Rav Tzadik, that were taka maaser nefesh to avoid averus of gilei arayis. Mirs Hashem, soon will come back to that part of the discussion. But the main line in the whole Arichas of the Ramban, where he speaks at the seed of his argument in Lamdas against the Baal HaMor, zok the Ramban that there's a seidistik achiluk between the Chiv Mesiris Nefesh for the Shalish Chamurais and the Chiv Mesiris Nefesh for Befer Hestia and Shas Gezeres Malchus. The Shara Veiris that we say that you have to Mesir Nefesh if it's Befer Hestia or Shas Gezeres Malchus, those are mepnei kiddush Hashem or chilul Hashem, like our Gemara brings the pasuk of Mekdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. But the chiv v'siris nefesh for avodah zarah gilei arayis and shvichas damim, zok the Ramban, harei shalish averis elu hachamurais loy mepnei kiddush Hashem nesru. Over here, the chiv v'siris nefesh has nothing to do with kiddush Hashem. It's because of the chimer ha'avera that you have to be meisir nefesh and not to be over and yehareg v'al yavar. Zok the Ramban, cheshbonis of hanas atzman versus lahavir al das, cheshbonis of what's the guy's intention, what does he have in mind, that's all negaya to taking away from the svara of, from the degree of chilul Hashem. It's a svara in the parish of chilul Hashem. But if it's the chimer avera of gilei arayis that prevents me from doing it, so what does it help that his kavana is only lahanasa and not lahavir al das? I have to be meisir nefesh, not because of the effect it's going to have on him, what people are going to think, how it's going to affect Hashem's image in the world, but it's because of my own iser. I can't do this aver no matter what. Since these shalish chamuris are not mepnei kiddush Hashem, but rather mepnei chimer ha'avira, there cannot be a heter of hanas atzman. And in this yisayid, this lamdish chiddush of the Ramban, the emes is that there's a starker makar to say not like that. There's a makor in the Rambam. The Rambam writes lahedya like the lumdus of the Baal HaMor. Now, not that the Rambam is moided to the chiddush of the Baal HaMor, we'll come to in a moment, but in this lumdus, the Rambam taka says not like the Ramban. The Rambam begins Perek Chamishi of Hilchas Yisaydi Ateira. All of the halachas of Yehareg Val Yavar are in Perek Chamishi of Hilchas Yisaydi Ateira. And the opening line of Perek Hamishi is Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Shashem Hagodel Hazem Shenemar Menekdashi B'Seich Ben Yisrael Umuzharin Shalei Lechaleloi Shenemar V'Leisachalelu Hashem Kachi Ketzad. And then the Rambam goes into the halachas of when you have to be Meis Nefesh, when you don't have to be Meis Nefesh, including the halacha of the Shalish Chamurais. The Rambam holds, not like the Ramban, the Rambam holds that even the Shalosh Chamuris, the Yisayid of the Chiyuv to be Moisei Nefesh, is because of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. Now it is clear from the Hemshech HaDvarim and the Rambam and Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel that the Rambam holds La Halacha like the Ramban, that L'maisa HaNoas Asman is not a Matir on the Shalosh Chamuris. It's only a Matir on Shara Veiris Befer Hesya, but it's not a Matir on the Shalosh Chamuris. So La Halacha, in this Nekuda, he's like the Ramban, not like the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar is mostly a Das Yachid. It may not mamish be a Das Yachid. The Gra in Kufnan Zayin has a deal from Rashi here on our Sugya that Rashi holds like the Baal Amar. But the majority of Rishayim hold it not like the Baal Amar. In Shulchan Aruch, it's paskind as a Davar Parshat, like the Rambam, that there's no Heter of Hanu'as Atzman on the Shalosh Chamuris. That's the standard shita of most Rishayim and La Halacha, and the Rambam and the Ramban are united on that. But there's a Yisidistik of Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban in Lamdas. The Ramban holds that the Chiyuv Mesiris Nefesh by the Shalosh Chamuris has nothing to do with Kiddush Hashem, Chilul Hashem. It's the Chomer HaAvira Atzma, which is Mechaev, the Yehereg Val Yaver, while the Rambam says that the whole din of Mesiris Nefesh in all cases comes from the Mitzvah of Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem. And the Rambam has a tremendous Nafkamin La Halacha that comes from this Yisayid. The Rambam in Halacha Dalid, Farakamishi Halacha Dalid, in Halacha Yisayid Yatera, the Rambam writes, the Komi Shenerg by Yehereg Val Yavar, anyone who has a Chiyuv to be Maisu Nefesh, the Ovar Valay Nerag, and he failed in that Nisayin. He was over the Avera and he was not Maisu Nefesh, Hariz Machal Hashem, etc., etc., Bidl Mitzvah Seishal Kiddush Hashem, etc., etc., Va'af al pi kain, zuck the Rambam, even though he's over on Chilul Hashem and he was mevatel Kiddush Hashem, but mepnei she'avar ba'ines, ein malkin oisei, ve'ein zarech leimar she'ein meimisin oisei beisin, afilu harag ba'ines, she'ein malkin meimisin elala over b'rtzeinai. Zuck the Rambam, there are no einshim and beisin for these aveiris, even though we're talking about aveiris that have a chiyuv misa, avodah zarah, gilui ra'is, shvichas damim. If somebody is over one of these aveiris, ordinarily basin kills him. But if he was over on this aveir ba'ines, basin does not kill him, basin doesn't give malchus, there are no einshim. In the Hagoyt Ramach, on the Rambam over there, the Hagoyt Ramach argues, and he tainas misvara, if we're talking about an aveir which ba'esam is a chiyuv misa, avodah zarah, gilui ra'is, shvichas damim, ba'esam they have a chiyuv misa, nervas, if you have a heter of Aines, then I would understand that Basin wouldn't kill you. But if we paskin that there is no heter of Aines, Aines is not an excuse, because Lamaisa, you still have to be Meiser Nefesh. So if you weren't Meiser Nefesh, and you did this Aveira, so you did the Aveira of Aydazera without a heter, Basin should kill you. Or the Aveira of Gilei Raya, or the Aveira of Shrich Zemim without a heter, so Basin should kill you. The Ramach holds that you attack Abichayev Misa, but the Rambam holds that you're not. And the reason is because of the Lamdas that we were just saying. Because it's the Rambam says it's not the Chimer HaVira Atzma, as if there's no Heter Oines on Avodah Zarah Gilei Ra'is Shvichas Damim. Avodah Zarah Ba'Oines, or let's say Gilei Ra'is Ba'Oines, is just like Chilul Shabbos Ba'Oines. Just like there's a parasha of Narale Sasadevar on Chilul Shabbos Ba'Oines, it takes off the Avira of Chilul Shabbos, it also takes off the Avira of Gilei Ra'is, or Shvichas Damim, or Avodah Zarah. Nervas, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and a lav of Chilul Hashem that says that over here you have to be Meisr Nefesh. So if somebody isn't Meis Nefesh, he's mevatel that mitzvah. He's over that leisasa. But though that asay and leisasa don't carry with it any einshim and basin. There's no chiyav misa. There's no chiyav malkus. And therefore, the shita's Rambam is that you are ein mimisin the ein malkin. And the Rambam brings a raya from a drush in the Sefri in the parsha of Moilech. Moilech is in Esar Avodah Zarah, and the drush in the Sefri says, "V'nasatis panai ba'ish hahu, hahu v'loy onus, hahu v'loy shegig, hahu v'loy muta." So it's mavur that the chi of kares on a meilech doesn't apply to an anus. I there's no heter of aines because avodah zarah yehareg val yaver. Zuck the Rambam shmamina that even though it's yehareg val yaver, that doesn't mean that there's no heter of aines. The aines takes off the aveir of avodah zarah. You apply with an aveir of chilul Hashem and kiddush Hashem, but meilech there isn't going to be any aines. So this chiddush of the Rambam la halacha is based on his yisoid in lamdus that the Mechayiv for the Mesiris Nefesh is always Al Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. The Ramban, who says Lehegin, not like that. He says that the Shalosh Chamur is loy mipnei kiddush Hashem nesru. It's the Chimur Atzman that is Machayev the Mesiris Nefesh. L'chayri, it should follow Misvara, that according to the Ramban, he would say like the Ramach, that there would be Chiyav Misa in Basin for somebody that's Eved Avodah Zarah or Galarayis, Shvichas Damim, even Ba'ayneis. L'maisa, the Shita of the Ramban, l'maisa is hard to pin down. The Minsk Gadol in his whole Arichos, which I mentioned before, is more than 50 pages long. On page 45, he discusses this Nekud, and he brings a number of Maramakoymas. He brings the Ramban in Shabbos Tafayin Gimel, where the Ramban is Takamashma, that you would be Chayiv Misa for being over one of the Shalosh Chamuris, even Ba'ayneis. He also brings that in the Chedushi HaRan in Sanhedrin, this Shita is brought down B'Shem Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David, Kayadua, was one of the Gedalei Talmidim of the Ramban and usually sticks very closely to the Shitas of the Ramban. Me'idich Gizi also brings down that there's a Ran that quotes B'Shem the Ramban for Kert, that there wouldn't be a Chiyav Misa according to the Ramban himself. So the Shita of the Ramban on this halacha is not entirely clear, but in Lomdis, the Chayrit should follow the Shita, so that since, again, the Rambam holds that there's no Chiyav Misa, but the whole reason is because that the Mechayiv is Al Tzkidash Hashem Chilul Hashem, and the Ramban who says Lahed that the Mechayiv is not Al Tzkidash Hashem Chilul Hashem, but that the Avira Atzma is not Paka, even Mevakam Aynes, the Chayrit, it would follow the Ramban would hold that there would be Chiyav Misa, and that is Lemaisa, the Shita of the Ramach, the Hagoyis Ramach, on the side of the page in the Rambam. Now, an additional nafkamina from this chiddush of the Rambam, the way he writes it in Mishnah Torah, is that there's no chiyav misa or chiyav malchus in Beis Din. There are no inshim in Beis Din. There's a more relevant halacha l'maisa dekan nafkamina, even bizmanenu, from this sheet of the Rambam, which he doesn't refer to in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. It's not as negeya over there where he's bringing down the Ikar Hadin, but this comes out when the Rambam discusses it in the Igeres Hashmad. And the emes is that this whole halacha, halacha dalin in the Rambam, the makor for it is in the Igeres Hashmad. The Igeres Hashmad, the Rambam wrote earlier, that was really probably the first thing that the Rambam wrote that was Nespar Seim B'chol Tfutzis Yisrael. K'yidua b'mais the Rambam, all the Yidden, or most of the Yidden in the Svardisha world, were living in a place that was conquered by a group called the Almohads, who didn't allow any other religion other than the Muslims, and they were mechayev that any Yidden that they captured had to be mekabel on themselves, they had to say the words that they accept the nevuah of Muhammad, or else they would be killed. The Rambam himself, the Rambam and his family, spent 15 years running around from place to place to avoid the Almohads until they finally escaped from the areas that they had conquered. But for a good long time, the Rambam and his family were living under the dominion of these people. And within that matzav, the Rambam wrote a tshuva called the Igeres Hashmad, giving instructions to Klal Yisrael how to fear Zech under those circumstances. And the tshuva is really a response to a different tshuva, and we don't know who wrote the other tshuva, but the Rambam was furious at the Rav, whoever it was, who had written a tshuva in which he reacted very, very harshly against those Yidden that were not Umid bin Isayin and were not Moser Nefesh and allowed themselves to say the words that Muhammad is a prophet in order to stay alive. And he goes on to say, and that rabbi had written that now they're Rishayim and they're Goyim and their Tfilasim is a Tayeva. And he also writes over there that they're pasul la'edus, because they're Avdei Avodah Zarah, and Avdei Avodah Zarah is pasul la'edus. And the Rambam, and you could see the Ahavas Yisrael, that's Bayer Bekir Boy, as he writes very, very angrily against that Shuvah of the other Rav. B'seich kal advarim, the Nekuda that I want to bring out in Yenenu, is that he says that which he writes over there, that Rav writes, that the Yid would become pasul la'edus, he says is not true. And he goes through this Chakira. He says, if it would be the pshat that it was over in Isra Avodah Zarah, then Taki would be Pasal Eidos. But since it's Ba'oineis, there is no Isra Avodah Zarah. The only Isra that he's over is he's being Mavatal the Essay and the Laisasa of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. And that even is being over only Ba'oineis, even though that's Hakanat Heter. And Melezuk the Rambam, he wouldn't become Pasal Eidos either. So in addition to what we have Beferish from the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, that there's no Einshim in Beis Din, Lagabe Malkus, Lagabe Misa, the Rambam in Igeres Hashmad adds also that there's no other consequences in Halacha, L'mashal, the Indian becoming Pasul La'edus. Now we've mentioned the Igeres Hashmad. What I want to talk about next is the main Nekuda in the Geras Hashmad, the answer to the basic question that it began with the question of what's a Yid supposed to do if he's confronted with this choice? Is he supposed to be Meiser Nefesh, or is he supposed to say, yes, I believe that Muhammad is a prophet? The Rambam's short answer is that he's allowed to say it. Zok the Rambam, that even though there's a Chiv Mesiris Nefesh for Avodah Zarah Gilurais Shfichas Damim, but for a case like this, we don't say they have to be Meiser Nefesh. And what does he mean a case like this? So the Rambam says two things. The Rambam says that they're not asking you to do any Maisa of Avodah Zarah, they're only asking you for a Dibur. And the Rambam also adds, and he says, we never saw anything like this, that they're satisfied with a Dibur even though they know that it's not true. They just need to be Yaitzi Dechevasam by making you say Muhammad is his prophet. Once you say those words, even though they know that you don't really believe that, then they're satisfied. They're Yaitzi. Zek the Rambam, you don't have to be Meiser Nefesh for that. Now, it's very hard, I think, to tell when reading in the words, especially considering that we don't have the words in the original, it's only a translation, how much of this was necessary for his psak. This Nekudah I had the Goyim don't believe it. It's not really clear whether that was L'Rav Chedemilsa or that was the whole reason for the psak. But it's very negeya, because in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kufn and Zayin, Shulchan Aruch discusses such a shayla. Is a person mechuyav to be Meiser Nefesh not to say a dibur of accepting a different religion? And the Shulchan Aruch bringing down, it's based on a Rosh and Avodah Zarah together with a Nimuka Yosef and Bava Kama that the Beis Yosef brings down. The Beis Yosef says like this, that if a person is living in a place where if they know he's Jewish, they'll kill him, so what is he allowed to do and what is he not allowed to do? Zok the Beis Yosef, he's allowed to go into disguise so that he should look like a guy. That's mutter. You don't have to be Meiser Nefesh to look like a Yid. But if he actually gets asked, are you Jewish or are you a guy, then the Yid is mechuyev to be Meiser Nefesh, not to say that he's a guy. That's based on a Rosh and Avodah Zarah, and it's kepaskan like that in Shulchan Aruch. So we hold the halacha that a Yid has to be Meiser Nefesh not to say that he's a guy. He can't say those words to save his life. Is that not like the Rambam in the Geras Hashmad? Is not really clear. If the Rambam was being matir over there because it's only a dibur, which it sounds a little bit like that's the main nekud of the Rambam, then that Rambam would be not like the Rosh and not like the Shulchan Aruch. But if the Rambam only meant Bitsiruf, the fact that it's only a Dibur, together with the fact that they know that you don't really mean it, they just want to get you to say the words, then it's a whole different case than the Rosh. The Rosh is not talking about such a circumstance. The Rosh is talking about, just like he talks over there about going into disguise, the idea is to trick the Goyim. So too, when you say, I'm a Goy, the idea is to trick the Goyim, that they should really believe you. And on that, the Rosh is saying that you have to be Meiser Nefesh, not to make someone think that you're really a Goy by saying those words. It's not muchach that he would argue with the Rambam if the Rambam only means it in a case where the Goyim don't believe you. So in this Nekuda, there's a very big chiddush in this Rambam, and it's not really clear whether it is or it isn't connected what's written in Shulchan Aruch. Now let's return to the discussion between the Balamar and the Ramban. We mentioned that the Ramban begins his shtickle in the Milchemes by bringing down the Gemara and Kedushin Daf Mem, where it brings Maisim and Rav Kahan and Reb Tzadik, who were confronted with the Nisayin of Gilei Rayis, and they were Maisir Nefesh, not to be Nichshal in the Aveir of Gilei Rayis. So you see, Zek the Ramban, that there's no Heter of Hanoas Atzman on the Shalish Chamurais, and then the Ramban adds a line. V'loi Matzis Lameimer Dahasam Lefnim Mishuris Hadin. Don't tell me that which they were Meiser Nefesh is because they wanted to go Lefnim Mishuris Hadin. Zok the Ramban, because Avada, that's not allowed. You're only allowed to be Meiser Nefesh when the Torah demands that you be Meiser Nefesh. But whenever there's a halacha of Yavar V'al Yehareg, Zok the Ramban, you're not allowed to be Meiser Nefesh. Haray HaMikrit Tzeveach V'Oimer V'ach Es Dimchem L'Nafshei Seichem Ed Rosh. The Ramban says that just like the Torah says you're not allowed to take away your own life, so too you're not allowed to sacrifice your life for a mitzvah if the Torah doesn't demand that he sacrifice his life for the mitzvah. And the Ramban writes a little further down, he says, V'lo shamanu midas chasidus l'chile shel sakona sheleichalalu alav es ha-shabas. We never heard that there's a midas chasidus to allow yourself to die, not to take care of the pekuach nefesh on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a Yavar Val Yahari, it's not a Yahari Val Yavar. Just like over there, there's no Midas Chasidus, so too in all circumstances, there's no Midas Chasidus. The Ramban Shtal Zaveki is said over here in the Mohammed that there's no Indian to be Meiser Nefesh, also Midas Chasidus. It's either required or it's forbidden. When the Torah requires the Yehargval Yaver, you have to give up your life. When the Torah doesn't require it, then you're not allowed to give up your life. And this is also the Shita of the Rambam, Mefurish, the Rambam, again, Perek Hei, if Halachas Yisrael Torah, both in Halacha Aleph and in Halacha Dala, the Rambam uses a very strong Lashon. The Rambam says, anyone who has a din of Yaver v'al Yehareg, and he goes and gives away his life, Hareza Mischayev Benafshay. He's Mischayev Benafshay, a Lashon of a Starke Isser, for sacrificing his life where it isn't required. And if we take a look in the Taisis over here on our daf, Taisis brings down a Gemara in Yevamis, where it tells a story about somebody that was Mechal Shabbos, that was Meiser Nefesh rather, not to be Mechal Shabbos. And Taisis writes, Shema Lehoya Baki Bahalacha. The guy must not have known the din. Meaning Taisus can't understand why somebody would be Meisr Nefesh for Shabbos. So it seems from this Taisus that Taisus is on the same side as the Rambam and the Ramban, that whenever there isn't a Chiyuv of Yehareg Val Yaver, it is Usser to be Yehareg Val Yaver. However, Taisus in Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis Dibur Maskil Yochel, at the end of the shtickle, Taisus writes, Im Ratzel HaHachmir Al Atzmai Afilu B'Shar Mitzvais Rishai. If a person wants to be extra machmir and sacrifice his life, he's allowed to for any mitzvah. And Taisus brings a raya from a story in the Yerushalmi. And if you take a look also in the case of Mishnah, on the Rambam, here in Halacha Dalet, where the Rambam says that you're not allowed, you'd be mischayev benafsha if you are meiser nefesh, when you're not mechayev to, the case of Mishnah says, Aval shleimim v'chim rabim sevrim. But many very fine chashev yidden hold that if one is meiser nefesh, tzedakah techashev loy, that it counts as a mitzvah, as a tzedakah, as a midas chasidus on that person's part. So there's a machlekes, clearly there's two shitas lahalacha, there's the Rambam and Tosfos and Avodah Zarah. The Rambam, the Ramban, they hold that you're not allowed to be meiser nefesh when it's lifnim mishuras hadin. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah holds that you are allowed. Aber lachayri in Tosfos we have a stira, because Tosfos over here by us seems to be on the side of the Rambam and the Ramban that you're not allowed. Zok the Gra, in Yerudea, Kufnun Zayin, Zok the Gra, although of course it's not really shver that there should be a stira in Taisis, not all the Taisis have to shtim, there are different Balei Taisis that write different things, but Zok the Gra, the emphasis is that there's a way to be Miyashiv the two Taisisim. Because there's a chiluk that the Gra quotes from Rabbeinu Yerucham, and the Gra Tain is that Rabbeinu Yerucham's chiluk is a very mistabritika chiluk. And so even though Tosfos doesn't say it, it's mistaber to say that this is the sheet of Tosfos also, and Mamela, then the two Tosfos are going to shtim. What does Rabbeinu Yerucham write? Rabbeinu Yerucham writes that, yes, you're allowed to be Meisir Nefesh, Lefnim Yishur Yisadin, but only if the Goy's Kavana is Lahavir Aldas. If the Goy tells you to be Mechal Shabbos because he wants you to be Mechal Shabbos, then you're allowed to be Meisir Nefesh, Lefnim Yishur Yisadin, even though it's not Pefer Hesya, it's not a Shas Gezeres Malchus, it's only Shara Veris, like Chil Shabbos, you don't have to be Meisir Nefesh. But if you want to be Meisir Nefesh, over there, Shitas Tesis, Rabbeinu Yerucham, you're allowed to be Meisir Nefesh. But if the Goy was doing it, Lahanoas Atzmoi, if the Goy wasn't interested, Shabbos Ahin, Shabbos Aher, he just wanted you to do this job, he wanted the job to be done, and so he says, I'm going to kill you if you don't do it, and it happened to be Shabbos, Zok Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Gra, then it's Usr to be Meisir Nefesh, Rabbeinu Yerucham paskins that way, and the Gra says that that's also the Shita of Tesis. Memela Zok the Grud, that's the Pshat on the Tesis by us. That which Tesis by us says on the story in the Gemara in Yevamis, Shema Yahya Baki Bahalacha, there was no Inyan whatsoever for him to be Meisir Nefesh over there, because the story in Yevamis was a case of Chil Shabbos where it was Lahanas Atzmai. The guy said, Bashel Li Kedere B'Shabbata, cook me this food. The guy just wanted the food to get cooked. He didn't have any other interest over there. He wasn't thinking about religious ideas. He just wanted his food to be cooked. Zok the Grud, over there, Shitas Tesis is that you're talking not allowed to be Meisir Nefesh, like we found in Rabbeinu Yerucham. So there is still a machlekes, Rambam versus Tosfos, but the two sides are a little bit closer together now. The Rambam holds that you're not allowed to be Meisir Nefesh, lifnei mishur sadin. Shitas Tosfos is that you're allowed if the kavan of the guy was lahavir al das, but you're not allowed when it was lahanas atzmai. Then we find another chiddush, another maramakim that brings the two shitas closer together. And this is a Nemuka Yosef, and it's brought down in the Shach in Yerideya, in Kufnan Zayin. The Shach says, the Shach quotes the Nemuka Yosef, who says, Bedas the Rambam. That even though the Rambam says very stark that you're not allowed to be Meisir Nefesh when it's not required, and Harizim is Chayev and Afshay, but Zok the Nemuka Yosef, the Rambam would be Moide, Im hu Adam Gadil v'chassid v'yerei Shemayim. If the person is a real leader of the dar, the Rayesh Shahadur Paritz Bekach, and he sees that it's a real rifyein in the dar. If he's going to go and do the aveira under such circumstances, he's rishoy lekadesh shem shemayim. The Mukhar Yosef says that in a case like that, even though he's not basing it on any diyukim in the Rambam, but he says the Rambam must be made over there. His ikar raya is from the story of Chananya Mishol Vazaya that Ohipel Atzman Losach Kiv Shana Eish, even though the mashmos of the Gemara Psachim Dafnan Gimel and elsewhere is that it wasn't a real case of Avodah Zarah. Nevertheless, they were Mapel Atzman Losach Kiv Shana Eish. That must be because they were Gedele Adar and they saw that there was Paras Lakach. So here we have the Mukhar Yosef bringing the Rambam a little bit closer. We started off, the Rambam holds, you're not allowed, Mitzchayev and Afshay. Taisus holds us, Amidas Chasidus. But now each one has come a little bit closer. Taisa says, as midas chasidus, abrazak the goin, only if the goin's kavan was lahavira eldos, not when it's lana asatzmai. The Rambam says that you're not allowed, you'd be mischayef ben afshay, abrazak the nuke yaysef, but only for an ordinary person under ordinary circumstances. But if he's a gadol v'chasid and hadar paras lakach, then the Rambam would agree that it's mutter. Now, one maramakam that we have to add, like after this discussion, come back one more time to the Geras Hashmad. Because this is a very, very famous a gevaldige stira between the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah and the Rambam in the Geras Hashmad. Here the Rambam says that you're never allowed to be Meis Nefesh L'Fin Mishur Sadin, and if one does so, that raises Mitzchayev Ben Afshai. And even if we accept what the Nemukah Yosef says, that the Rambam will make an exception for a Gadol Adar, but certainly for ordinary people under ordinary circumstances, the Rambam seems to hold that it's not allowed to raise Mitzchayev Ben Afshai. And when we take a look at what he says in the Geras Hashmad, we remember, the opening question was, what are you supposed to do when you're confronted with this choice? Are you supposed to say, yes, he was a prophet, or are you supposed to be Moshe Nefesh? And the Rambam's answer is that you're supposed to say it, and don't be Moshe Nefesh. But nevertheless, like the Rambam, but somebody who was Moshe Nefesh, kol misha nereg, kidei shelo yoideh b'shlichus oisei ha'ish, somebody who gave up his life so as not to acknowledge that Muhammad was a real prophet, what would we say about him? Lo asa ella hayasher v'hatoiv, v'yesh lo sechar gadol lefnei Hashem, u'malasei b'maylo ha'alyayna, ki hu maser atzmei l'kedushas Hashem yizbarach v'yis'ala. But then he goes on to say, avo mishabal lishol lisanu, but if you would ask me what you should do, I'm l'sheyoyde v'layi hareg. So here the Rambam is clear that really he says that you should go ahead and do the Aveira, you should admit that he's a prophet, and not give up your life. But if someone gave up his life, then he says it's a kaval de gazach. Sounds like, I mean, this chassidus, it sounds mamish like the shita of Tosfos. Very hard, l'cheri to be miyashiv this with the shita of Rambam, that if somebody is meisa nefesh, l'fnim yishur sadin, harei zem mischayev v'nafshay. L'cheri, the terrors that one would have to say, is that the Rambam would make an exception over here because we're within the category of avodah zarah, just because of some kind of a technicality or some kind of a chiddush, it doesn't rise to the level of the Isser Avodah Zarah they have to be Moshe Nefesh. Like we spoke of before, the Rambam says it's only a Dibur, and it might not even be a full-fledged Dibur because the Goyim don't really believe it. So even though it's Bechlal Avodah Zarah, but it's not Avodah Zarah Gemura, Ad Kedei Kach, they have to be Moshe Nefesh for it, then the Rambam perhaps is Maida that, but if you want to be Moshe Nefesh, you could. When the Rambam says that somebody who's Moshe Nefesh, L'fnim Mishur Sadin HaRezim Mitzchai Ben Afshe, he means when it's from the Shara Averis. If it's Chol Shabbos Ukeyetzi Bais from the Shara Averis, then you're not allowed to be Maaseh Nefesh. The Sholosh Chamuris, there is a din of Maaseh Nefesh. So then it could be the Rambam is Maida that even in a case where Lamaisa, you're not obligated in that Maaseh Nefesh, but we would still say that if one does it, Osa Hayoshava Hatoy B'malasim B'maylo Ha'oyoyna. Let's go back once more to the beginning of the discussion between the Baal Amor and the Ramban. The Baal Amor Tain is that Hanos Atzma is a Matyar on everything, even on the Gilmon Chamuris, including Gilui Arayas, and the Baal Amor brought Araya from Esther. Esther was Nivel Tachashverus, she wasn't Moshe Nefesh. Rava explained, because Hanoas Atzman Shani, Esther was Gilui Arayas. You see from there that Hanoas Atzman is a matter even on Gilui Arayas. The Ramban argued. The Ramban said that Hanoas Atzman is not a matter on Gilui Arayas. So the Ramban is Shver, the Kasha, what about Esther? Why wasn't Esther Chayav to be Moshe Nefesh, not to be over on Gilui Arayas? The Emes is, it's really the same kasha as Tosfos, even though Tosfos asked it on the previous step of the Gemara, but it's essentially the same kasha. When the Gemara asked, V'ha Esther for Hesi Havoi, Tema, Tosfos said, Dehavel Alekshri, Arayas Havoi. So Tosfos also wants to know, why does the Gemara disregard the fact that Esther is a case of Gilui Arayas? That's the same thing that the Ramban has to explain. Why is Esther not considered a case of Gilui Arayas? So one terrace of this we already talked about last time, that's the terrace of the Rebar Mordechai, that Le'inin Gilei Rais, it was pushed to the Gemara that Karka Olam is a good teretz. Even though the Gemara is only Mechadish Karka Olam later on, but that's Lagabi the Halacha for Hesia, but Lagabi Gilei Rais, it's pushed that Karka Olam is a teretz. Because, like we explained last time, since the whole Chima Siris Nefesh by Gilei Rais is learned from Shvichas Domim is only because of a Svar of Maichosis, and that Svar is only Zakhdiri by Mardechai Peteres Safek, so it's only Alts Shevi Al Tasa Adif, so it's Poshet then that by Gilei Rais also, which is learned from Shvichas Domim, it's only Alts Shevi Al Tasa Adif. Memela for an Isha, where the whole Aveira is done with Shevi Al Tasa Avada, she's allowed to do the Aveira, and she doesn't have to be Maiser Nefesh. That's the Teres of the Riva Mardechai. But before that teres of Rabbi Mardechai, Tosfos brings a teres from Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that the bia of a goy is not considered gilei rayas to be mechayev yehareg val yavar. And this yesod is brought down in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch in Kufn and Zayin. The Ramah writes akam habal bas yisrael inoy bechal gilei rayas. But the emphasis is that there's a big machlokes among the Nesikim and Shulchan Aruch what the Ramah means, because there are really two levels of this yisoid that we find in the Rishonim. This idea that Akma Baal Basil is not considered Gilei Rayas is said over in two ways, and they mean two very different things. And the Ramban really presents both of them. So let's take it in the order of the Ramban's presentation. First, the Ramban says avert that the Aveira of having Bia with a Goy, that's not considered Gilei Rayas. If you want a taina that Esther should have had to be Maisei Nefesh because Achashverosh was a Goy, and you're not allowed to have bia with the guy, so that Isser bia should be considered gilei rais. To that zuk the Ramban, no, it's not a chi of misa, it's not a chi of karis, it may not even be a chi of lav. The Ramban discusses a little bit, it might only be a durabanon. At most, it's a leisase. That's not considered gilei rais that you have to be maisei nefesh for. And then the Ramban goes through the story of Megillas Esther, and he says, even good, you'll tell me that that's when she was first brought to the palace together with all the other girls, and Achashverosh was boil each one of them, Avadah, that's considered Derech Znus. But eventually she was taken as his wife. And that's Derech Chasnus. And then they're being over on like his Chatim Bam. Isn't that more Chamor? So the Ramban says to that also he has two Vertlach. He says, first of all, maybe it can't be considered Derech Chasnus if only one side is interested and the other side is doing it ba'ainis, maybe that's not called chasnus. And then he says, but even if it is called chasnus, the isur loisis chatin is also not called gilei rayis. That's a lav ba'alma. Only real rayis, like the krevois that are asur b'isis based in, or al-kalpanam b'chiv karis, that's considered gilei rayis. But a lav of loisis chatin bam, even though it's takin isur b'yaday rayis, but it's not considered gilei rayis. So the Ramban writes with this arichos that the Isser of Esther being Nivel Tachashverosh is not called Gilei Rayas. But that's all assuming that Esther was a Pnuya. Meaning, if Stam, for her to have B with somebody, is not called Gilei Rayas. Nervos, you want a tiny, but Achashverosh is a Goy. That's an Aveira to have B with a Goy. That Aveira doesn't make a Gilei Rayas. But what if Esther was herself an Eshesish? And now, we don't have to call Gilei Rayas because Achashverosh was a Goy. Forget it. If he would be a Yid, it would also be Gilei Rayas. So then, Itaka would be Gilei Rayas, according to this tzad. And the Ramban says, you could learn the Gemara this way, and you could say that our Gemara is assuming that Esther was a Pnuya. Even though, Itaka, there are Midrashim that have brought down in Mesachas Megillah, Vatihilo Labas, Altike Labas al Labayis, Haisa, Imedis Mecheke Shal Achashverish, Vatavelis Veshevis Mecheke Shal Mardechai. There are Midrashim that indicate that she was really married to Mardechai. I was like, the Ramban, that's just an agarata, and our Gemara doesn't have to stream with every agarata. When you read through Megillas Esther, it doesn't indicate that Esther was an Ashes Ish, so our Gemara could be assuming that Esther was not an Ashes Ish. Then the only issue is the Isser of being Nivela to a Goy. That Isser, like the Ramban, is not considered Gilei Rayas. But then the Ramban goes weiter. He says a stronger possibility, and this is Taka the Yisrael of Rabbeinu Tam, this second way of saying it. This is the way Rabbeinu Tam says it in Tosfos. Zok Rabbeinu Tam, that not just that the Isser of having Bia with a Goy doesn't make it Gilei Rayas, but for Kert, if the man is a Goy, that's Mafkia it from the Klal of Gilei Rayas. So even if it would otherwise have been called Gilei Rayas, in other words, even if the Isha was Taka and Ashes Ish, and if she'd be nivelled to a Yid, it would be Gilei Rayas, but if she was nivelled to a Goy, then it's not Gilei Rayas. bia with a goy is less chomer. The first Yisrael was just saying that the bia of a goy doesn't make it more chomer. That doesn't put it into the kal gilei raias. But the Yisrael of Rabbeinu Tam is that the bia of a goy makes it less chomer and takes it out of the kal gilei raias, as Rabbeinu Tam says, because zer masuzim zer masum, the Navi says, their bia is not considered a bia altogether. The Ramban speaks that this vert is because of we darshan from the Lashon by the Isra Eishes Isha, Sher Yinafes Eishes Re'ehu, it's only called Re'ehu if both of them are Yidden. Akopanam, it's some kind of Exeris Akasov, that the Bia of a Goy is not considered a violation of the Isra Eishes Ish. So the Ramban speaks at both of these Sadim, and he says on the second one, then you could learn, even if Esther was Takan Eishes Ish, but still, since Achashverosh was a Goy, that Avera is not considered a violation of the Isra'ishas Ish, is not considered Gilei Rais, in the should be Yiharg Val Yavar. Now back to the words of the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, Akom Habo Abbas Yisrael, Eni Bechal Gilei Rais. What does the Ramah mean? The Gra says that the Ramah means like Rabbeinu Tam, that the Bia of a Goy is Mufka from the parish of Gilei Rais, Mamele, even if she's an Ishas Ish, but if the Boil is a Goy, that's not called Gilei Rais. The Shach says that no, the Ramah doesn't mean that at all. The Ramah means the first Svar of the Ramban, that him being a Goy doesn't make it Gilei Rais. Akam Abba Basrol, Inu Bechal Gilei Rais. If you have no other reason to call it Gilei Rais other than the fact that he's a Goy, don't worry about it. That doesn't make it Gilei Rais. That is, it's not such a Chomer Dika Issa that it makes it Gilei Rais. But if the Ish is an Ishas Ish, then Ataka would be Gilei Rais. So it's a huge nafkamina la halacha. Lamaisa, if the Goy is being ma'anis in Eishes Ish, according to the Shach's reading of the Ramah, she'd be chayav to be ma'isa nefesh. According to the Gra's reading of the Ramah, she wouldn't be chayav to be ma'isa nefesh. But I want to be Messiahim with one last ta'ara. Once we're mentioning nafkamina l'halacha, so the halacha lamaisa, it's important for B'nai Yisrael to be familiar with the halacha lamaisa over here. Once and he's just familiar with the halacha that there are shalish chamurais, abadizar gilareis, shvichas damim, for which one has to be meisei nefesh. So one can certainly have a misconception and end up being meisei nefesh in cases where it's not required to. So the most important halacha for B'nai Yisrael to be familiar with over here is that the Ramah does bring down the other teretz of Taisus, the teretz of the Riba Mordechai. And on that, there's no machlaikis in Shulchan Aruch. Again, there may be machlaikis in Shainim, but there's no machlaikis in Shulchan Aruch. That as long as the Isha is Karka Olam, there's no Chiv Yehar Gval Yavar. As we mentioned last time, the Rambam maybe doesn't agree, Reb Chaim holds that the Rambam argues, but in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam passes this way, and among the Nesekhenu in Shulchan Aruch, and among the Poiskim, there isn't a Machlaikis. So an Isha should know that if she's attacked, if she's Nensa, and she's Karka Olam, there's no Chiv to be Maisi Nefesh for that. She's allowed to be Nivel Rachman Alitzlan, and there's no Chiv to be Maisi Nefesh. The discussion that we were just having, the nafkamin and the machlekes between the Gra and the Shach, is only negeya in a much less usual halacha, a much less usual case, where it's a negeya if the ma'anes is not just being ma'anes her and being bayil her, but if the ma'anes is also demanding that she be oisa maisa lahaviyas ha'erva aleha, and otherwise he's going to kill her. So what's the din then? So now, in this case, if the ma'anes is a Yisrael, then she's taka chayav to be meisei nefesh. That's gili rais mamish, and there's no heter then. You don't have the Ribar Mordechai's teretz, you don't have Rabbeinu Tam's teretz, that's gili rais is yihar gval yavar. Except, according to the Ramban that we mentioned last time, the Ramban b'shem the chachmei atzarfasim, that the whole bia of a isha is considered like a different aveir and is not b'chal gili rais. But that's not brought down la halacha. So, the pashtus is that in such a case, she would have to be meisei nefesh. But that again, that's if the ma'anes is being teveya that she be oisa amaisa, and the ma'anes is the Yisrael. But if this ma'anes who's being teveya that she be oisa amaisa is a goy, so then vaytir, it depends. If she's a pnuya, then she doesn't have to be meisei nefesh. Then for sure you have this heter of akam habal asisrael ina b'chal gilei rayas. If the ma'anis is a guy and he's being teveh that she do a ma'isa and she's an ishas ish, then it'll be totally on these two readings. According to the Shach, she would be chayav to be ma'isa nefesh. According to the Gra's reading of the Ramah, she would not be chayav to be ma'isa nefesh.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.